Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Christmas season is upon us. Have you put up your Christmas tree yet? Time is running out. Most Florida Christmas tree farms are sold out. Michael Songer, president of the Florida Christmas Tree Association, is with us, and he's going to tell us the best way to keep your Florida Christmas tree happy through the holiday season. Hour number two, we're also answering your questions. If you've never asked a question, why don't you give Tom and I a call? 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So join Michael, Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom, Joni, and Kelly. We're all waiting for your phone calls later on in the program. We're getting into the holiday spirit, seeing the Christmas lights on the houses and seeing Christmas trees up. What kind of Christmas tree is your favorite? Did you know that here in Florida, we have the Florida Christmas Tree Association, whose members grow beautiful Christmas trees right here in Florida that you can cut? Michael's going to tell us all about the association and how to keep your Christmas trees beautiful throughout the holiday season. We also want to welcome all our new Facebook friends on Better Lawns and Gardens. So many new likes. We so appreciate it. Thank you so much. You can also go to our website, betterlawns.com, and download any shows you've missed. Catch up on all the December gardening chores. Yes, this is Florida. Tom still has gardening chores for you, and you can ask questions as well. If you'd like to receive my monthly newsletter in your backyard, it's out. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up. It's free, and it has my gardening news and design advice, landscaper malpractice, and I mentioned in the first hour, I'm shocked. I have a first for the In Your Backyard landscaper malpractice. You can read all about it in the December In Your Backyard newsletter. There's more information as well on my Brandywine Extravaganza Garden Tour next June. And I know people are waiting for this pandemic to be over to travel. Come join me on this amazing gardening tour to the Chanticleer Garden, Longwood Gardens, and the Winterthur DuPont Estate Gardens. And we're going to even see so much more. I can't wait to go and see all of the beautiful flowers and designs. I hope you join me. You can find more about it on my website, she-consulting.com. Tom, Joni, Kelly, good morning. Thank you for coming back.
Always.
We're here with you.
You're here. That's wonderful. So have you put up your Christmas tree yet, Tom and Joni?
We have three in the house,
yep.
And three little tomato reinforcement things as trees outside. So we're well treed, and I think Kelly has at least one up, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I have one up, and then we're waiting on to get the second one up.
Right. So now, are they live or are they artificial trees, Kelly?
Absolutely, 100% artificial.
Artificial. You are so from New York.
Got to. We just take it out from the attic, and I said, hey, Christmas spirit.
Yeah. I remember my experience with the live tree from the National Forest. Laura Joni remembers that also, taking the kids up there. And it took three trees to make one. So,
There you go. Yeah, it's just that Charlie Brown type of Christmas tree. Well, we have with us this morning the right person to tell us how to keep our Christmas trees fresh through the holiday season. Michael Songer is joining us. He is the president of the Florida Christmas Tree Association right here in Eustis. And he told me great news yesterday. He was happy that he's heard most of the Christmas tree farms have sold all of their inventory this year. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the Florida Christmas Tree Association.
It was started about 1982, and several members were related to some of the colleges around, or were agriculture agents of some type or another. And I think John Gregory and I were about 35 years old, but most of them were in their 60s back then, and a lot of them are gone by now. And we miss them.
And so the association is made up. I'm sorry.
The Georgia Christmas Tree Association sent people down and helped organize the Florida Christmas Tree Association also, and we have a good connection with them. We go to their meetings and they go to ours sometimes.
Right. So how has this year's COVID pandemic affected the Christmas tree industry here? Are any nurseries or farms closed?
Yes. It's affected us mainly in that we only have one or two meetings a year where we go visit someone's farm. And especially new members get a chance to see how trees are planted, how they're harvested, and, you know, the work schedule, things to do.
Okay.
I lost my thoughts there, right in the middle of it.
Oh, there. That's okay, Tom. Tell us a little bit about
We haven't been able to have a meeting this year because most of our members like are in their 70s and a few in their 80s. And that's the population that's affected most by the virus. I know of one farm that was getting ready to open, and they got exposed to it, and so they shut down, and they didn't open at all this year. They plan to open next year, but it's had an effect.
So, but it's successful for the majority of them? Most of them are sold out of their inventory?
Well, it's interesting what sold out means. Like, we have several thousand trees on the farm. You know, some of them are 6 inches tall. We have trees, but trees that we want to market. Last weekend, we were selling a lot of 5 and 5.5 foot trees, and we'd rather sell 7 and 8 foot trees. And so we're closing maybe a little early this year, and those 5-foot trees will be 7 or 8 foot next year.
Yeah. Can people still find a Christmas tree farm that still has trees to cut?
I believe so. And I would suggest anywhere in the state of Florida, they go to the association website, which is flchristmastrees.com. And that'll give them a map of the farms around Florida. They can click on one of the little trees on the map, and it'll bring up information about that farm. When you bring it up, you want to go a step farther, because a lot of them have websites that are linked to that site. Then you go to their individual website. And on our website, which is FloridaChristmasTreeFarm.com, we list the hours we're open, days we're open. We're talking about planted trees. We have trees in pots this year that have been quite popular. Yeah. And for you artificial tree people, you can come out and get a tree in a pot, which as low as $12.95, and it'll give you that scent of the Christmas tree and not have to have the whole tree to carry in and out.
There you go. That sounds good. Yeah. Now, Michael, is the shortage of trees because we didn't plant enough trees, or it's just been that much of a rush on the farms, or what?
The last 2 years, there's been kind of a shortage in a way. And I had one field that got hit by a fungus this year, late in the year. And in September, it looked beautiful. October, they started turning brown. And
wow.
In agriculture, you don't always know what's going to happen. We have different kinds of trees. And, for example, we started out with Virginia pine 30 years ago. And Virginia pine has a tip moth problem sometimes. We didn't notice it for, 8 or 10 years. And then in the bigger farms in Georgia, they had it real bad, and they set out traps and did a lot of work on it. I still think you can raise some. You want to talk about the types of trees we have?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Traditionally, you've had the southern red cedar. going way back many years. And they're not quite as finished looking. They're a little rougher looking. But I'll plant 1,000 of them, and I'll probably sell 800 of them eventually. Whereas the sand pine, which makes a very beautiful tree, I'll plant 1,000 of them, and I'll lose 300 or 400 in the first six months. And then I plant again. And 6 months later, I plant again. But then I'll get a pretty good feel of the sand pine. They're a long needle pine, and I'm trying to think what they look like.
They're the typical Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We can't grow fir in the South. Some of the members import firs from North Carolina and sell them along with their trees, but we don't have any firs. Leland cypress has been a tree that we started and had for 8 or 10 years, and all at once they decided to develop a blight. Now we found that there's a certain variety of them we can get and plant, but they've never been the best on my property. I tell the members, you got to find the trees that do well on your property.
Right.
And the last one, the Carolina sapphires, we planted, I think, about 50 of them a few years ago. And they're selling like hotcakes when they get to be 6 foot tall. So we'll try some more of those.
Is sand pine still number one?
I'm sorry?
Is sand pine the still number one tree?
Sand pine and cedars vary on what you've got the best trees that year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there'll be about 40% of each.
I see.
And 20% of other types. Another fad that's going around the country is spraying trees.
Oh, yeah.
You spray trees silver.
Yeah, you can flock them. Yeah.
Well, flocking requires a material you have to mix, and that's what they use up north so many years ago. It's more time-consuming, and it takes a special spray booth and some of that product. What they've got now is a special paint. I run it through a Wagner spray gun. I run a 75-foot cord to the car, which is attached to a converter to convert AC electricity. And you spray them like you paint a house. It makes little miss bubbles of blow. And I call my car the Great Speckled Bird because my wife always thanks my
there you go. Michael, we only have 1 minute. So tell people how to keep their tree happy through the holiday season.
Keep water on it. Keep water on it. Keep water on it. Now, we have these stuff you can put on it, and they think that helps. Some people use sugar. Some use Sprite, Pepsi Cola. But the main thing is they keep water on it from the time they get it. And another thing is, if you cut it in Florida, you can take it home and put it in water, and you're in good shape. If you buy one on the stand that's brought in, you may want to cut the bottom of it off and then put it in water, too.
That's wonderful. So where can people find out more information if they want to go out and buy, cut down a Christmas tree next year? Where can they go for more information?
I'd go to the Florida Christmas Tree Association website, and that'll give you the farms in your area. And then this late in the year, if I was looking right now, I'd give the farm a call ahead of time and make sure they're operating.
There you go. Well, that's what we'll do. I'll put that up on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, this afternoon. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming on and talking about the Florida Christmas Tree Association. I appreciate it. We hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This holiday season, have fun, but please be responsible. One foolish act can ruin 1,000 other great ones. Please don't drive, walk, or bike while impaired by drugs or alcohol. Take a stand. Have a plan before you head to the party. And when driving through a parking lot, always stay alert and keep an eye out for pedestrians. Pedestrians, never walk too close to the back of vehicles or assume that drivers can see you. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Your greatest impact can come from your greatest struggles. What do I mean? God never wastes a hurt. Instead, God uses the pain and struggles we face in life to point us back to Him, to strengthen and grow us, and to comfort others. Whenever I'm struggling, I want to hear from someone who has walked in my shoes. The stories of God's provision, comfort, and presence can become powerful testimonies in our lives. In Romans 12:15, Paul says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn." With all the pain in the world, we desperately need to see this verse in action. We can offer grace instead of judgment, empathy more than advice. Are you struggling, hurting, facing a tough time? Remember, God loves you and wants to use your life to help others in need. It will help them to know that you understand hurt as well. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have Tom, Joni, Kelly here. We can take your gardening calls 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We would love to get your phone calls. Tom, to continue the conversation on Christmas trees and what we should put in it, what have you found people use more in the water?
You know, what I see people do is buy the commercial mixes, and I did a lot of experimental work with mixes and cut flowers, and the tree is essentially a cut plant. And what we found was, you know, some things like Sprite would be okay because it acidifies the water and provides a little bit of sugar. But like Michael says, water's probably best by itself. You don't want to end up with a stinky tree. Can you imagine having a tree in your house and all of a sudden there's a bunch of organisms living in it and giving off an odor, and all of a sudden you got a stinky tree for the holidays?
Yeah, especially with the you know, the old-fashioned Christmas lights, that with the heat they put off, that would kind of make it even more potent with the heat, you know, increase the that. You know, just water, but, you know, I would say that they should check the water every day, and yep. And then afterwards you could probably donate your Christmas tree. The recycling places take them, but then they also use them in the lakes, so I would contact your city to see if they are doing something with them, because the Christmas trees, they throw them into the lakes to create fishing areas and habitat for the fish. So that's a pretty cool thing to do. And if they're doing it in your area, you can contact your local department, city departments, and see if they've got something like that going on. We also want to say now, Tom, there is the Nerling Garden plant sale today.
Yes, that's the Nerling Gardens Holiday Amaryllis Festival going on, starting at 9, and that's over at 2267 Hempel Avenue in Gotha. You can get up on the Nerling Gardens.org website, that's Nehrling Gardens.org website, and get all the information.
And then also down in Largo, the Florida Botanical Gardens annual gift and plant sale is today, and Peters, Crotons, and Coeur d'Alene is going to be there from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. today, and that's on 12520 Ulmerton Road, Largo. And there's Peters, Crotons is going to have beautiful croton trees. Tom, we don't usually see a lot of those croton trees. And oh. 20 assorted different types of rare and unusual varieties of crotons and Hawaiian ties, the Coeur d'Alenes. So that's pretty cool. And then, you know, this month is the last time we're going to be able to go to the Biosphere Nursery, one of our best native nurseries in the state of Florida, and their property's been sold there in Winter Garden. It's off of Tilden Road, 14908 Tilden Road, and they're going to be open through the rest of the month. You can buy 1 gallon plants for $2 and 3 gallon plants for $4, and go by and say goodbye, and we wish them all the best. Jim Thomas with Biosphere, yep, Nursery, one of the great environmental leaders in the state of Florida.
And been in the business a long time. We appreciate all that Jim has done, that's for sure.
There we go. So if you'd like to give us a call, 407-916-5400. And Tom, you have some text messages at 23680.
Let me go back to one more thing about the Christmas trees. A lot of people think the growers just put them out there and the good Lord keeps them growing. But there's a pruning around midsummer. What they'll do, I guess they probably use gas-powered pruners now, but back when I knew what they were doing, they'd walk the fields with corn knives. and the trees would be close enough together so they could walk up and down the rows with a corn knife shearing the trees. The tree doesn't get to have that great Christmas tree look that we like by itself. And so you have to go through and shear them. And I was interested to note to hear that we're using mainly sand pines and Virginia cedars for the Christmas trees here. So it's a lot of work to it. And what Michael was saying also, what a lot of people don't realize, is that our Florida Christmas trees can have a yellow look to them. And so they may have to go through and spray paint them. And that's done also.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about a Christmas tree. And it smells so good. I love the pine smell. And then also the Carolina Sapphire. And those are from North Carolina, I would say, originally, right?
Yeah, evidently. That's what he indicated, yeah.
Yeah, and they smelled so good.
Yeah, I have not seen the Carolina Sapphire being grown here, but I guess it is, according to Michael. But I haven't been out to the farms either, so
right.
that's my fault.
Sounds like a field trip.
It would be a field trip, that's for sure. A lot of fun. I was sorry to hear that a number of the growers didn't open up due to the COVID-19. So hopefully next year their trees will be even better and bigger.
Yeah, that's going to give them an advantage of growing them longer.
Yeah, it'll be bigger trees. Now, here's one of the text messages. You want to text us, by the way, is 23680. If you want to call us, it's 407-916-5400. I think Kelly's getting kind of lonesome in there, so call
him
make his day, would you? That's 407-916-5400. But here we go. What would cause my bromeliad leaves to curl? I tried to keep water in a cup and keep the soil moist, but the leaves are curling downward. Some bromeliads, the leaves will bend downward. When I hear curl, I hear twisted, but they can also be rotting, and mm-hmm. this is a possibility. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. I would ask, how long has he had it? If he's had it for a year or more, then it's possibly just getting old. If it's already bloomed, they will start to drop leaves and start to decline, and so there's nothing he can do about it. And they, as they get older, they do start to rot at the bottom, but it's usually after they flower, and it's their time to go.
Yeah, I think you hit on it there. What about check and see if it's flowered? If there's a flower out there, we know the plant's going to die no matter what.
Yeah, and the good news is, though, it's going to send up more pups. So, you grow bromeliads exponentially. So you have one, it dies, but it brings up three more. And then the following year, it brings up 5 to 7 more. And pretty soon, you've got a bromeliad farm right in your yard.
that's the problem in my yard right now. So, yeah, totally possible. Here's another one. Text message says, I have a row of camellias that are 6 feet tall, planted 15 years ago. I wanted to move a few of them as I planted them too close together. When's the best time to do this, and are they easily transplanted? What do you think?
Well, I would say not now, because they're getting ready to bloom, or they're blooming now, and that would disturb that process. But, after they bloom, depending on how they do it, they could survive and move. I've had some luck with it, but not always.
I had a good friend who had a camellia nursery, and he would lift them and transplant them. He'd do it during the cooler time of the year, but he'd get a nice, make sure the soil was moist prior to digging, get a nice size root ball. Normally the root ball is fairly fibrous, fairly full of roots, and so you could go ahead and move them that way, but make sure they stay moist before. After moving, he would put a mister in the top of the camellia.
Yeah.
And these were some pretty big camellias, and mist them a couple of times a day, and that's what he did to get them to come through. So I think it's possible.
I think the secret to transplanting anything here in Florida, especially with our sandy soils, is to water and make sure it's watered well beforehand and then watered well afterwards. And I guess, we'd be in the nursery, doing it in the cool season is the best time. I just would not like to, for a homeowner, if they haven't bloomed yet, then you're probably not going to get a lot of those blooms. They might fall off.
Yeah, and they have the cool time for us would be through probably mid-February, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So you've got some time, but you're right. They'd probably lose the blooms, that's for sure. If you want to text us, like everybody likes to do, not everybody, many people like to do, number here is 23680. That's 23680. If you want to call and get Kelly hooked up online here, it's 407-916-5400. Okay, here's one here. Papaya plants have black fungus on the leaves, mostly underside but a little on top. And they said they use the copper fungicide. My guess, the copper fungicide is not going to do a whole lot, right?
It's not going to do a whole lot. It sounds like a little bit of sooty mold. They probably have aphids or white flies. They need to use something to get rid of the problem. The black fungus or that sooty mold is a symptom. And so I would go with spinosad or BT, you know, dipel or thuricide to get rid of the insect that's causing the problem.
Yeah, somewhere along there, insecticidal soaps would probably help too. And you could get the insect. You're probably going to have to find the insects, probably a scale or white fly somewhere on the plants. So if you can use a spray that's labeled for one of those, that would work. And they want to know, how long should I wait to harvest any fruit after spraying? Most of those products mentioned, you're harvesting next day, but check the label on it and see how that works out for you. Here's one here. Again, if you want to text us, 23680, it said, I planted some mustard, kale, radishes, and other seeds that are coming up, but noticeably slower when the weather is warmer. It says the collards are coming up too. But that's true. During cool weather, things come up a lot slower, right?
They do. They don't have the heat to you know get them going, and so it's going to take a little bit longer. But they're usually more hardier vegetables, your roots vegetables, and thicker leafed vegetables that can take the cold weather. It just takes longer for them to grow.
Yeah, I planted some broccoli seeds this week, some cauliflower seeds this week, and they're coming up very slow, even though they're seeds. And plants that like the cold weather. It's just been so cold. I mean, when it gets down into the 40s, then the seeds are really going to be slow coming up. But they are coming up. And if you keep them warmer, I told Joni when I was sitting outside, I said, you know, I should have put a heat mat underneath them. And got them up, coming up quicker.
Yeah. There we go. We have a call from Gene in Winter Park. Good morning, Gene. We only have about a minute to go. How can we help you?
Good morning, all of you. I have hibiscus and crepe myrtle that I want to move. When should I do it?
Hibiscus and crepe myrtles. Crepe myrtle, no problem. You can do that right now.
Yeah.
They're going dormant. Hibiscus is a little more tricky. I'd go ahead and move both of them now, to be honest with you. The hibiscus, no matter what the temperature gets to be, if it gets real, real cold, it's going to be damaged. But also, right now, it's not using a lot of moisture and everything. I'd move both of them. Teresa?
Yeah, you're a daredevil, Tom. I would definitely move the crepe myrtle, and I would be hesitant about moving the hibiscus, but go ahead and do it. They're cheap. You can buy a new one.
Remember, there's a right way and a wrong way and my way.
Exactly. Look, I also have a lemon tree that's becoming a briar bush. When would be the best time for me to get up into it to be able to cull out the dead limbs and all the prickly stuff that's not going to do anything but pick at me?
Oh, you can do that anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I if you want to do it right before it flowers, hit it somewhere during early to mid-February.
Yeah, but if it's dead, Tom, they can take it off. If it's
dead,
go ahead. Yeah,
dead
if it's dead, go ahead and take it off anytime.
I didn't hear it was dead. Yeah.
It all it'll do is scratch you up real good.
Yeah, wear long sleeves.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you so much, Gene. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? Call us at 407-916-5400, and you can text Tom at 23680. We'll be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Accidents happen and medical bills can add up. Getting covered through the Health Insurance Marketplace can help with the unexpected. Go to healthcare.gov and enroll now. Open enrollment is only from November 1st to December 15th. Time is limited. Need free help? A navigator can help find the plan that's right for you. Visit coveringflorida.org today and make an appointment or call 877-813-9115 and get connected to a local navigator. That's 877-813-9115. Deadline to enroll is December 15th.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you've missed any of today's show, you can always find it on the Better Lawns and Gardens website. And Tom, we have Walt in Merritt Island. Good morning, Walt. How can we help you?
Good morning, Walt. Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Question about the possibly transplanting a Drake elm. It's not a real big tree, maybe about a 3-inch diameter trunk at the widest. It's ended up in an area where it's getting a lot of shade and getting kind of straggly. Do you think it would be a good time of the year, and should I cut back the top to consider trying to transplant?
If you're going to do it, this would be the time, and I'd do it. They're going dormant. Teresa?
Yep, I agree. This is the time of the year to do it. Perfect.
Yeah, but I think that your chances of success are probably minimal. Here's what happens if it's been in the ground for any period of time. It really puts out a very loose, wide root system, and you're probably not going to be able to get enough of those roots there. I mean, you can try 3 inches. How tall is it?
It's probably about 7 or 8 foot tall.
7 or 8 feet tall. You're going to need a root ball that's probably about 18 to 24 inches in diameter and probably about 10 to 12 inches deep. That's a lot of soil. Got to figure a cubic foot of soil weighs 90 pounds, 90 to 100 pounds.
Do you have access to a tractor to get it up?
Unfortunately, no tractor.
Yeah, good friend.
But I may have to give it a go, because I think if I leave it where it's at, it's just going to be too shaded out and maybe just decline anyhow.
There you go. So you want to make sure you water it.
Yeah, okay. And then move it and keep it moist. I wouldn't do any pruning, because the plants should be going dormant now anyway, losing its leaves. Mine have lost a lot of leaves, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let us know how it goes.
Will do.
Teresa, what do you think is the chances on something like that?
Oh, 50-50.
I'd say more like 25-75.
You're 25%. Such an optimist.
Well, I'm a pessimist on that one there, because I know the roots are growing out and they're going to be very loose, and you're not going to get enough soil. It's going to fall apart. I just know it is.
Yeah. Well, let's hopefully what do you think about root pruning it first?
Well, that's a possibility. Going through, when we say root pruning, it means going around shaping the root ball and just keeping it moist and not undercutting it, not really digging it. That may help produce a few more roots, but at this time of year, it's not going to make a whole lot of vigorous growth. So
right.
you, You need at least a month or two after root pruning to see if you're going to be able to move it.
So what do you think about being on the coast, the salt and that kind of thing, so coastal soils?
I don't think it's, you know, as long as it's not salty, I think you're okay. But if it's salty, it's probably not going to do very well. But evidently, it must be growing okay right now.
Sure, sure. Well, I hope he calls us back and lets us know what's going on. So do we have text messages there?
We do have a text message here. It centers around tree roots again. Here's one of our listeners saying that they have they're going to be widening their driveway and replacing pavers, and they have roots to deal with first, 5-inch diameter roots, I guess, grown in an existing driveway. And then they've got a 6-inch one headed towards the house, but it's 20 feet away. And they want to know if they can remove 2 feet or more of these roots without affecting the tree. You know, every time you cut roots, you affect a tree somehow.
Yeah.
And it just depends on how much support that tree is depending on for those roots. And so it's risky. And what I suggest they do, and Teresa, you see what you think, is to get a certified arborist to come out and take a look at it.
I think that would be a great, great way to make sure that they're doing it correctly. And sometimes it's not going to affect it, but they may see a portion of that tree die because those roots go directly up to a branch. And that if you cut it off, you're going to see part of it dying. So certified arborist is going to help you do it and do it correctly.
Yeah. Here's what I found. I have lots of communities, you do too, that have trees under the sidewalks, and they come and replace the sidewalk, and they cut the roots also. Whenever they do that, the tree suffers in some way. They normally lose their vigor. They kind of yellow up some. Most of them, the good news is, most of them survive. Now, I don't know how much weakened they're going to be if a hurricane comes through.
Yeah, I think they'd be weakened. Yeah, that would be my issue.
So that's the problem we have there. So my advice is, if you have any questions like that, you get a hold of a certified arborist and have them come out and take a look and give you advice. You know, they can't guarantee the tree's going to survive, but at least they can go ahead and give you the advice what to do and how to do it.
I had a client luck out this last couple of weeks. They wanted to extend their driveway out and put a circular driveway in. And the community, of course, for getting to move into a home, you have to have so many trees. And they had two oak trees planted in the between the sidewalk and the curb, and which is, I hate seeing them there. And so we were going to have to remove them and replant them back in the back or have to replace these trees. Well, the community came in and put in new pipes, and the trees are gone. And my client doesn't have to pay for it, and they're not replacing them. So, so kind of lucked out there. But I hate to see the trees planted between the sidewalk and the curb. It's just not a good location for them.
Limited spot, no doubt about that.
And
many communities have them just like that. Just like,
exactly.
And you're dealing with it now. After 20 years, you're replacing sidewalks. You're dealing with it.
Well, you've seen it where the root system comes up 6 to 8 inches and sometimes a foot above the ground there, where they just keep growing on top of each other and expanding out. They can't expand, you know, widthways, so they expand up time. So, Tom, we still have time for phone calls at 407-916-5400. You can give us a call. We're getting lonely here. And text messages at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Your greatest impact can come from your greatest struggles. What do I mean? God never wastes a hurt. Instead, God uses the pain and struggles we face in life to point us back to Him, to strengthen and grow us, and to comfort others. Whenever I'm struggling, I want to hear from someone who has walked in my shoes. The stories of God's provision, comfort, and presence can become powerful testimonies in our lives. In Romans 12:15, Paul says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn." With all the pain in the world, we desperately need to see this verse in action. We can offer grace instead of judgment, empathy more than advice. Are you struggling, hurting, facing a tough time? Remember, God loves you and wants to use your life to help others in need. It will help them to know that you understand hurt as well. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins here with Tom McCubbin, Joni, and Kelly. And we're going to go right to the phone calls. We have Tim in Tallahassee. Good morning, Tim. We've got about a minute.
Good morning. Just a real quick question. We have an orange tree that's about 2 years old, and we have a whopping bountiful fruit of one orange. So when do I pick it?
When do you pick it? When it's ripe. What type of citrus is it?
It's orange. I mean, I don't know what.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. You know, here's your dilemma. The oranges ripen at different times. Does it have a navel on the bottom of it?
I don't know. Does it? I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, then it's probably not a navel tree then. So, you know, if it's kind of soft and looks really bright orange, let's see. This is December. I'd pick it. And just give it a try and see what you got. Yeah.
There you go.
Just one shot. It's either right or wrong.
I know. If you knew the variety, you know, you could be more accurate about it. But I'd go ahead and pick it and taste it.
There you go. Now, are you fertilizing, Tim?
Yes. I've fertilized once a month.
Okay.
According to what the website said, you know.
Yeah, after 2 years. You can start cutting back, you know, once in about March, once in May, and once in probably late September.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll probably get a better harvest next year.
Well, it's strange. It started off, we had like 40 fruit on it, and went out there one day, and a bunch of little oranges on it, and went out one day, and there was only one left.
Yeah, that sounds like a navel doing that to you. I don't know. And that's not abnormal. You got a young tree. We don't count on production for 5 to 7 years, to be honest with you. Hey, thanks. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Alice in Melbourne. Good morning, Alice.
We've got about a minute, Alice.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Well, I hate to bother you about my hibiscus again because I have five of them and two of them are doing real well. But they all look kind of peaked right now. But what's happened to two of them is the neighbor's lawn service kept hitting the lower trunk of them. Even though I put protection in there, they would knock over that the wooden things I had in there. Now I've got metal around the trunk, but the problem is they have been damaged on the trunk. And right now they all look kind of peaked, and they've lost a lot of leaves. And people tell me I should cut them back so they fill out and stuff because they're about 8 feet tall. But I always hated to do that when the flowers were on.
Yeah,
but
well, it depends
I just
on what
wondered.
Yeah, it depends on
I'm
what
sorry,
causes
what?
To decline. It depends on what causes them to decline. If it's really trunk damage, cutting them back is not going to help very much. So you got to figure out why they're declining. But if they've been hit at the bottom and there's damage to the trunks, they're going to have to grow back from the base probably.
There you go. And if it just started to do it, it may be a little bit of the cold weather that you got hit a little bit more than normal. And, you know, to solve this in the future, Alice, you want to cut them back in August. Even if they're blooming, cut them back in August and they won't get so tall.
Is that right? Well, when is the time to fertilize them?
I fertilize them in March, May, August, and early October.
March, May, August, and early September. Okay. Well, you're wonderful. I'm so glad you're there. And during the week, can we text you,
sure.
You know, any other questions to for Saturday? Okay.
Feel free.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alice. Appreciate it.
Let me thank Quality Green Specialists and DeLand for being one of our sponsors that came aboard, and we appreciate it very much. Dana Venrick up there and others at Quality Green Specialists, and we'll get him with us to talk a little bit about some of the things he's doing.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. The North Florida, quick question here. It says, recent freeze caused leaves to fall off our night-blooming jasmine. When should I prune? I do it in February. Is it okay to plant a large maple tree, Tallahassee, right now? Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Japanese maple tree. Go ahead.
Yes.
I think we're okay on that.
There you go. Well, Tom, we want to thank Ed Thralls with the Orange County Extension. He gave us some really great advice about deciduous fruits. And we also want to thank Michael Songer with the Florida Christmas Tree Association. Thank you, Joni, Kelly, and for producing the show. You did really good today. We appreciate it. Thank you to all our callers and texters. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. You can go up onto the website if you missed any of the program, and you can download it. And you can also download my In Your Backyard newsletter. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Goodbye.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.